You're listening to an extended edition of Cross Currents. I'm Martina Castro.
And I'm Ben Trefney. Today we're talking about getting to 50-50 with our partners so that women and men can enjoy being parents and workers.
That's the topic of a book co-written by Joanna Strober. And she reminds us that it's not a question of splitting things evenly.
So it really is a mindset. It's not just about doing the day-to-day stuff, but it's a mindset that we're going to work to maximize both people's careers over a lifetime.
In this next piece, we visit a household where two parents have had to think in this long-term way, in part because one partner wasn't always able to work. Here's KALW's Jen Sheehan with that story.
Good morning.
Thank you.
I'm visiting Amos and Mickey Lim at the home where they live with their six-year-old daughter, Alicia. She's already had her breakfast, and now she's feeding her orange cat, Liberty.
Daddy, I want to play with her for 1 minute.
Alicia calls Mickey Daddy. Amos is Papa.
Put your lunchbox in your bag first, please.
Yeah.
And make sure your homework's in your bag.
Yeah, where's your homework? Is your homework in your bag?
When Amos and Mickey met in 1995, they had no idea they'd someday have a daughter together. It didn't seem possible. They first connected online on a gay discussion group.
Somebody was talking about long-term relationships, how there's no such thing as long-term relationships, probably because we don't see the role models out there.
That was certainly true for Amos. He's from Singapore, a country where homosexual acts are still against the law. Mickey was living in Bakersfield at the time, and he'd thought about this a lot.
When I came out, I kind of had the idea initially that I would just be that bachelor, the uncle.
But over time, his views had changed.
I don't need to be self-restricting. I could do anything I want. So the question really then becomes is, do I want a long-term, lifelong relationship? Do I want to have a family? Do I want to have children? And I couldn't conceive of any reason not to, other than I hadn't met the right person to do it with yet.
So he wrote to Amos and shared his own experience. They started corresponding. Long emails turned into long phone calls, and a couple years later, Mickey went to visit Amos in Singapore.
And then we met and immediately realized, oh, well, we're in love.
Almost 20 years later, that love plays out in an everyday way in the home they've made together.
Here's your toothbrush. Yep, it's already ready.
The cat's been fed, and now Mickey's trying to get Alicia to brush her teeth. But it's not going so well.
That doesn't look like you're brushing your teeth.
Come on.
No, I'm not going to dance with you.
While this little drama plays out in the bathroom, Amos is in the kitchen washing the breakfast dishes. He says he and Mickey share responsibility for domestic duties. There's not a clear division.
I don't see it as a 50-50. I see it as a 100-100. You know, I'm reading the book and he's cleaning the kitchen. If he's reading the book, I'm doing something else, you know.
Back in the bathroom, the toothbrushing saga continues. Alicia's still not having it.
What happened?
Do you need me to do it?
Finally, Mickey gives in and does it for her. And before you know it, it's time to go to school.
Did you give Papa a kiss goodbye?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Grab the handrail, go down the stairs and put your shoes on.
Who put the handrail?
Goodbye.
They head down to the front door as Amos waves from the top of the staircase. Mickey's going to drop Alicia off at school, then drive to his job as a pharmacist for the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. Amos is the volunteer director of a nonprofit, but he calls himself a stay-at-home dad. He'll pick up Alicia in the afternoon.
I think we both want to participate in the raising of our child. And yeah, it is 100% and 100%. Nobody gets any downtime here. It's all go.
I'm tired.
They share duties like this for a reason. When Amos first came to the U.S. in 1999, he had a series of temporary visas. His status was often uncertain.
And the fact of the matter is that if I get pink slip or if I get fired, I have 10 days to leave the country. And it's already stressful, the two of us just trying to maintain a relationship and stay in this country.
The instability affected how they ran their household. For example, because he came in on a student visa, Amos couldn't work for several years after he arrived.
That necessarily meant that I had to shoulder the financial burdens. So, but what we've done and what we continue to do now is that you contribute to the house, the family, that which you're capable of. No one thing is one person's job. It all has to get done.
Amos finally got his green card in 2006. He and Mickey then started the adoption process and were matched with Alicia through a foster-to-adopt program. She was 8 months old.
At the point in time, I was working full-time. We were fighting Proposition 8, but I had taken some time off. So
he took his month off, and then I took my month off.
Yeah.
When the economy tanked, Amos lost his job. Alicia was receiving therapy for developmental delay 6 hours a week, so they decided that Amos would stay home with her. Mickey, once again, would become the sole breadwinner.
Hello! Hi!
Around 6 o'clock, Mickey comes home from his day at the pharmacy. Amos is putting dinner out on the table.
Do you want me to cut it up?
Does it have cheese on it?
Amos does most of the cooking on the weekdays. Mickey takes over on the weekends. And they both work every night at getting Alicia to finish her food.
We like to move it. We like to
move it at the table.
Mickey and Amos both say that the models of parenting and partnership that have been handed down to them don't always apply to their family.
We don't fit into the I'm the husband or you're the wife or this is what husband doing, this is wife do, because we do both.
But both men say they've felt the discomfort of not conforming to traditional expectations. Not only are they two men together, but they're the primary caretakers for a young girl.
Filling out the application to get her a Social Security card.
Yeah.
It's mother, father. All right. We're both fathers. So, and she said to me, well, pick one. All right. Since I took his name, I'll be the mother.
Amos says it can be challenging being the only dad in a room full of moms, like when he volunteers at Alicia's school. And there's the fact that he's an Asian man with a blue-eyed white child.
You go to a playground and it's time to leave, and she's like, no, I'm not leaving, and she's throwing a tantrum. You know, it's like, nope, we're leaving. We're going. You know, and people will like, take a second look and, you know. So I've got somebody come up to me and say, should I be worried? I'm like, no, you shouldn't be worried. She's my daughter.
Mickey says they've also been surprised by how some of their friends have reacted to their decision to raise a daughter.
I think that the straight couples with kids are actually more accepting or more shrugging of their shoulders of it than gay people.
Gay people without kids?
Gay people without kids.
What do you think that's about?
I think it goes back to, why are you going that road that is so what they have rebelled against? Again, not understanding that you can make it whatever you want. Not the life that you ran away from, but rather the life that you're walking and running toward.
Okay, you're sleepy.
Right now, these three are running toward the end of their day.
We're going to call Daddy, okay? Daddy!
Halfway into her second storybook, Alicia is fading. Mickey comes into the bedroom so that Daddy and Papa can tuck Alicia in together.
Good night.
I love you.
Good night, Daddy.
Eventually, these two fathers will get to sleep themselves, only to wake up tomorrow to do it all over again. For Cross Currents, I'm Jen Cheehan.